this on.
Is this going to be our talk, or is this going to be...
This is just about
just the book, book. About the book.
I talk we can have.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe this afternoon. Book. That's... We'll see how you go along. I guess we'll see how you do in terms of what it means to you to be sitting down in one place. I guess you didn't really have so much experience of that after you had your back problem, of how much editing you could take sitting in a place.
I really don't know yet.
Yeah. The other thing that I'm finding very very helpful is I'm not moving anywhere. That I definitely know is making a whole world of difference.
Yeah.
Just being staying put.
Yeah.
So if I do continue writing at the current pace, and somehow I put in a couple of marathons between now and a year from now, then in theory, not between next January and Radhastami, we could be, I'm finished. Say I'd be finished by then. What we do, I don't know. Whether you'd have time to read the stuff I send, or whether we did another final discussion on any things, but, I'm not gonna, there's nothing new to put in that I would put in, so we more or less discussed substance.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said to you before, the sections that I read that didn't have substance issues were they flowed pretty nicely. I mean, you're going to need editing, of course, but they flowed pretty nicely. I don't think it's going to be...
But I don't know if you want to take notes on this, or are you going to remember?
Yeah, I'll remember.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because it's 10 o'clock.
Because I think probably what would be of value is if I now finish this chapter and I go back and I do that rewrite, if the rewrite of the first 7 chapters is then actually satisfactory.
That needs to be, I need to
in,
read
in
that.
Terms of structure, so that you've actually read that.
Yeah.
And I've...
That's right.
And we're all sort of on agreement on that. And then if you started editing it next year at this time or hereafter.
Or even before, if it's depending on when it gets done.
Before it will be done.
Uh-huh.
It will be done before. Then... But then what would I need to be in Vrindavan for once you've done editing? In other words, what would be the purpose of my being there?
Well, the purpose of us being together would be the final read.
Well, there would be 2 things. One would be if there was actually a real lag, say that you were like 4 chapters ahead of me,
yeah,
or 5, and I was... And I started reading that, and then you kept, giving me stuff, and we would have to sort of calculate how it would work so that I didn't catch up, because my reading would be a lot different than your editing in terms of speed. I'd be reading a lot faster.
Yeah.
So even if I was a certain number of chapters ahead, and then.
Well, if I might make a suggestion.
And then particularly if your editing required my writing things and changing things, I could see something like that. But I would have to have, I couldn't just be sitting around, I'd have to have substantial work to do.
Well, I mean,
Or when you came here and you discovered by then that there's stuff for me to do on, who knows, the first 7 chapters... some further rewrite or further elaboration, or that I hadn't done by then.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Or even if Because the easy part, now what you're referring to as the easy part, is part one of the book. Part two, which is the and the way I'm doing it's like that. It's now at least one, well, generally one appendix per chapter, and they end up being 10, 15, 20 pages long. But that's Shrivati Chintamani type stuff. That's most, not always philosophy, because sometimes I'm putting real detailed lila, like Uddhav Kyari and the conversation, because that conversation is a really long conversation that goes on for like, you know, 15 pages. I can't put it there because the reader will just get lost. So I'm putting it in as a separate appendix, conversation between gopis and Uddhava. So there is also some other lila. Sometimes when the lila is like very good, instructive, but very long, then I don't put it into the parikrama because it just
makes it too much.
Yeah, I usually don't. You know, usually the pastimes are four or five stanzas. Sometimes they're like two pages, but that's it. But if it runs into lengthy thing, then I put it into an appendix, which will make the appendix interesting for devotees, because there'll be interesting lila's pastimes there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what about this? That one.
But it reads. It's not in stanza form. It's just in regular
yes.
paragraph format.
Yeah. And what about that one appendix that discussed details of Ujjala Nilamani, different. Did we discuss that?
We did. You mean the gopi's physical features as impetus for Krishna's
yes.
ecstatic love? We did.
Yes.
We did. When the conclusion was that there was not a problem with it. If, you know, certain words need to be changed, we can do that.
Or if something would be better not to go there. You know, something. Anyway, adjustments.
But overall, it's, and there'll be more, because I have in my mind that there'll be certain, I can't put everything in as I go along. So I'm just, you know, as things flow, I'm putting that in, but I'm going to go over for putting in certain reflections or meditations, you know, one or two stanza ones, certain glorifications. I'm not putting in one or two stanza glorifications, like the type of stuff that's in Vrindavan Mahamrita. So I'm going to be rereading the book a couple of times and putting things in like that, so that those types of things are there. I want to put the substance of Ujjala Nilamani in the book. Either in the text, in the stanzas, or into the appendix. And then that's what it goes for. You won't be here, but we're having an artist meeting on the 17th or 18th in Budapest, where we'll be going over again.
International artists or the artists here?
Just for the book. Artists here. And then the maps, which are, because every chapter has a map with it, that particular place.
And that map is going to be according to the geographical
here.
Location here.
Yeah, these are maps here that people, devotees will go, and then there's Rajadam map, which will be a big map, and then there will also be certain, like for instance, when we're describing Nandagram, then there'll be a map of Uppercut Nandagram, Goloka Vrindavan Nandagram, just a palace, actually, Nandamaraj's palace, and certain things like that, Radhika and Yogapet, and so that would be also reference of a very comprehensive book. And I guess probably when, by the time you come back, we'll need to have a final book in terms of what it should look like. I mean, we're working on what it should look like, but whether it should be in a box, because that's sort of where the idea is, to actually have a box with three books.
Uh-huh.
And there's actually meant to be in the third book. There's also has to do another sort of parikrama where devotees go to on the parikrama, just a very brief, you know, one place after the other, without the pastimes in them, so they know how to do parikrama. And there's also other appendices like festivals at different times and different places that go along. That's something that we didn't discuss. Like, you know, we usually celebrate Go Puja, where we go to the barn and the Go Puja that's celebrated in Vrindavan is where you drive. Is that devotees dress up as Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys, and they drive cows through the town and the village. So that's like a nice festival to do that. All the cows get all decorated and dressed up, and the cowherd.
Nice.
And you know, with kirtan, you just drive them through all of Nirbhajadam.
That's nice.
And then all the devotees come out and they feed the cows and they throw flowers and the.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Then there's others, and others needs to want to build it up so that it provides the cultural background as well. You know, this is one is the,
yeah.
You know, the purpose of the book is to actually give devotees the
spiritual culture,
spiritual inspiration, udipan, for living in New Brajadam, that, you know, wherever they go, whatever they do, they're in a holy place. The others put the cultural background, in other words, festivals. There's other festivals like at Barshana where they're supposed to go there and where the men and women, they actually throw ladus at each other. It's meant to be a ladu eating contest.
What about the stick one where the women get beat the men with sticks?
We usually do it at Radhastami. We forgot.
That's because I was here, because I don't like that one.
We forgot it.
I remember I was driving down Lloyd Bazaar one time, and all of a sudden I felt that whack, and on my back, and it left welts. And this woman was like.
That happened to me also. But here we just do it, you know, certain devotees, and we'll do it officially. It'll be done at Shankarikor, and once Barshana is constructed. So those are. And then I'll tell Krishna Dharma Prabhu that you're ready to do it. And
did you read that file?
I looked over it, and somehow or another the layout doesn't work. I don't know what he did to the layout, but in terms of it's either very small or large. No, just the sentencing stands has changed. And,
four. He had it four. You know, we usually use 12 or 14
in
font size, and he had it at 4. I don't know why he did that. He must have some system that he uses or something.
But, I don't understand why he thought it was 400. How he figured it
would be 400. Well, if it's 4...
Maybe that 4 makes, or 5.
That brings it down a third, right there. And the font was 4, rather than 12 or 14.
Okay, so that's anyway. When we're here, when you come next year, Janmashtami, Vyas Puja, Radhastami, then on the basis of that, I can decide how long I'll go for.
Yeah, between then and now, we'll decide how long I'm staying and what we have to do.
We've got all that detail now. If we target. That it's finished, edited 2010, and then we find, well, we'll see if we need a proofreader for it, like Kashoy did the last time. But if it's finished, then it could be, and everything's lined up, then it could be ready in the spring of 2010. And considering I started writing it in the spring of 2007,
That's what it means to write that size of book.
3 years.
I remember when I first talked to Devamrita Maharaj, and we were talking about
Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, we were talking about.
Maybe. And I was telling him how long, you know. He said, he said, that's a 2-year project. He said, 2 years minimum. He said, if it to edit it properly. Yeah, I mean, I can't, I wish I could just tell you, yes, this I'm going to be able to do this many hours, it's going to take this much time, and, you know, I'm still, I mean, ideally, I should be able to, you know, do 6-7 hours a day. Ideally.
We'll see. But you need to get used to a lot of standing up as well.
Yeah.
There's some sitting down and then just, you know, raising things and standing up and right standing up. And, you know, moving around and then sitting down again.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts on your side?
No, my side is pretty clear. I think...
I'm curious to see how long... Because you're going to have to finish Bhagavad Sandarbha. Do you know how long that would take you? Is he finished? Gopi?
There's something that he has to do. Some adjustment to files. But it's not... The basic text is finished. But he hasn't finished writing the Sarva Samvada yet. As far as I understand. Because I haven't talked to him for a while. Last time I talked to him, he hadn't done the Sarva Samvada. The Sarva Samvada for the Bhagavad Sandarbha is quite substantial, more so than the Tattva Sandarbha, much more.
And what does that mean? That means that at a certain point you and him and Kaishore are going to sit down and have a read, final read?
I mean, that's the way we've always done it. I think that's what we'll have to do. And that's a big project. I mean, Tattva Sandarbha's 14 working files, including the Sarva Samvadini. He's got so far 34 working files without the Sarva Samvadini. And the Sarva Samvadini is extensive. So I think you could count on it being 40 files. And it took quite some time to do that, because this is the... I'll just give you just a sec. You don't have to do anything, just look at it.
No, I saw it the other day when you showed me.
You know, I mean, it's really...
And then Kashori's going to go over this.
Technically the stuff, yeah. Well, no, I'm... But, yeah, she's going to do the polish edit for this. I mean, this is...
Mm-hmm.
It's deep stuff.
Okay, well, I mean, is that practical that you're going to finish that a year from now?
I wish I could tell you. I think it is.
And then, so now you're going back
to... See, this is not just on me, see. It's just not dependent on me. If it was just dependent on me, it's not just dependent on me. It's dependent on Gopi also.
Yeah. And then what about... Well, you need to talk to him and say, listen, this is what I am planning to do, so that he knows that. What was I going to ask? Oh, yeah, well, then the other thing is whether you're going to travel or not. What would you do if you're going there now, and when will you leave? You'll leave in December?
I was planning on leaving on about the 24th of December, but I'm rethinking it now.
Well, that's something that you really need to meditate on. And
I am.
I'm thinking
about it very deeply.
This whole
it's just
idea.
The very top it turns. The very top turns.
This whole idea of traveling and stuff. Because once you start traveling, it'll be a different world, that's for sure. So if... No. I still get... Like right now, shooting pains.
When you get up, you know what that means.
Not when I get up, when I'm sitting.
Oh.
Sometimes, now it's gone. But that needs to stop.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The shooting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to get it to the point where that stops. Might stop altogether. I'm getting more problems with my upper spine. I've got three herniated discs in my upper spine.